So let's look at this. Notice verse 14, that we henceforth be what? No more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine or teaching, by the sleight of men, the what? Cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Some of them know they're wrong. They're aging from the devil. They know they're not telling the truth. Some of them don't care. I'm going to read you a scripture, what Peter said. I don't know if I get to it tonight, but I'm going to read you a scripture. And as leaders, our motive, our conduct, our attitude have to be right. And some people get in these positions because they see where they can make a lot of money. Some of them become good orators. You know, they can speak really well. They know they've trained themselves, they've been to school, and they learned and they're gifted. Instead of yielding that gift to the Lord, they use it to get money. I mean, I'll give you an example how people will flock after stuff. How many of y'all remember Jane Brown? That's Will with some of y'all here. How many of you remember Jane Brown? How many of you remember Michael Jackson? Yeah, I know y'all remember him. 1, 2, 3. And because he had some moves that only was distinct to him, but he created it or brought it forth. And you found out later, you see a whole lot of little Michael Jackson trying to do moonwalk, they call it. I believe it's what they call it, wasn't it? Moonwalk. Moonwalk. Well, you got people, Satan got ministers, Second Corinthians chapter 11, tell us he got ministers that transformed themselves into ministers of Christ, transformed themselves into angel light. They appear to be God people, God saints. I remember, I don't know whether the kid was saved or what, but my wife remember him, and what they did, the parents made a movie star out of him. You know what I mean? And the kid started preaching when he was, I guess like 10, 11, 12. When I met him, I think he was about 13. And he knew he had a good voice and he could squall, you know, he could holler. What I heard, he wind up not good. I'm not going to even say what happened. And he made a lot of money, put out an Alvin. Alvin used to be the, how many of y'all remember that? Alvin. Alvin. You could get the singer cut. And you can get that one with 16 songs on it. 16 ton. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Boy, I'm telling you, we used to sing that song. I didn't know what I was doing. But anyway, where did that come from? Anyway, he put out, and it wound up wasn't good. You find. And see, we don't watch it because I know us. We love, and it somehow appeared to us. it ain't a thing in the world wrong with preaching when preaching time is preaching time. Ain't a thing in the world wrong. But some of them take it beyond that. And get it over in the flesh. Because we see people responding to that kind of stuff like people responded to Michael Jackson and others. And nothing wrong with Holy Ghost preaching. I promise you that. Ain't a thing in the world wrong with some good Holy Ghost preaching. Amen. Amen. But all that other stuff, yeah. Amen. So he said, till we all come to the, verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with what? Every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to the sea, but speaking the truth in love. Notice what you do. Speak the truth how? What happened? May grow up into him in a... Notice if you speak the truth in love and call the people to grow up in him in all things. Huh? Grow up in him in all things. All right. Which is the head, even who? Christ is the head of this body. He's preeminent. He's number one. He's the head of this body. And then verse 16 says, from whom the whole body, how much of the body? The whole body. Joined together and compact by that which how many? How many? Does what? Supplies what? According to the effectual working in the measure of some part. You see what happened when you won't do your part? Let me just go ahead and plug a few because this is kind of a pastoral thing anyway. When you know that you've been called to be in the choir, but you got every kind of excuse, they ain't right. They won't do this. Why don't you get up there and show them how to be right? Show them what a choir member should act like. Show them what a choir member, how they should humble themselves and be submissive to that leader there and respect who's there. And when you don't, when you don't do your part, then the choir suffer. Not the choir, the whole body, the church, the local church suffer. You think you're too cute to sing. you're too stuck on yourself. Might well to do it just a little teaching. For I would that you know what great conflict I have for them at Laodicea and for them and for as many have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together. I think I'm in the right place. If not, I'm going to back up. I'm gonna get it. Might be comforted, being knit together unto the riches, the full assurance of understanding, to acknowledgement of the mystery of God, which is in Christ. In whom are hid all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. And here, what I'm looking for, and I think I'm in the wrong book. Let me make sure I'm here. All right. Here we go. I want to make sure I get it. Hallelujah. I know it's in here. Here we go. I was in the wrong book.